The Premier League has shown itself to be recession-proof once again. In fact, more than that, the league as an industry apparently is booming. Chelsea spent £50 million to buy striker Fernando Torres from Liverpool, a British record transfer fee, while the Merseysiders were happy to part with £35 million for Andy Carroll from Newcastle. The forward is now the most expensive English player in history. Daily Mirror football writer Darren Lewis can understand people's astonishment.
We're in a time of austerity. We're in a time of real financial downturn. A lot of people will marvel at the figures being spent, the wages being dished out. Andy Carroll's wage, for example, will go from £30,000 a week to £80,000 a week.
The figures involved show the bigger clubs are happy to buy success. There are fears spending so much on transfer fees will ultimately lead to financial problems. Deloitte's Dan Jones says clubs need to think about the longer term.
The problem, the challenge that's always been there and continues to be there, and from yesterday's evidence doesn't show a lot of evidence of slowing down, is how to retain a little bit of that revenue that's coming in as profit rather than seeing it all spent on what, after all, the game is all about, which is footballers.
The events of the last month illustrate how football continues to live in its own world when it comes to money.